Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Ramon Reyes, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, smallbiztechnology.com. Can they find Smart Hustle magazine there?
They can, smarthustle.com as well. Yeah.
Tell us about that. Tell us about Smart Hustle.
Yeah, I mean, Smart Hustle, listen, it's a magazine I started, Jim, because I wanted to cover small business owners and entrepreneurship. As you know, I'm a technology evangelist as well, small biz technology. But, you know, I kind of said I want to expand this, and I want to talk to small business owners. And so that's what I launched. Inc. Magazine's great, Fast Company's great, Entrepreneur's great, great magazine.
What are some of the other, you mentioned earlier in the segment, mm-hmm. in the hour, bumping into a couple of guys that weren't ready for prime time.
Right.
What else
right.
are you seeing out there when you talk to young to startups? And
yeah, I think one is not being ready, but I think the other thing I think that happens quite a bit is that, you know, kind of expanding too fast is that some small business owners, they have, I want to be the next Facebook, a billion-dollar company, and I'm telling them, hey, do that, but just focus on the basics first. Do you even know your target market? Are you sure people want what you want to sell?
Do you think, are these people who watch too much Shark Tank?
Could be.
See, I don't I'm maybe the only person on the planet who doesn't like Shark Tank.
Be careful now, Jimmy. Get ready to sin. Be careful now.
I know. Well, the reason I don't like Shark Tank is not that it's not entertaining.
I understand that.
It's that it's not real.
Right.
I mean, or nobody. I've watched it a little bit, but
right.
but whenever I explain to people why, they always agree with me that the people these people are startups. They're going to sell 40% of their business for $250,000. That's a mistake on its face.
Right.
And
right.
so it is entertaining for people who are never going to get funding. But if you're the kind of person that's watching this to get educated on how to go forward with your business, I think it's a mistake. I think it's dangerous. What do you think?
Right. No, I think so. I think that's one. I think the other half of the danger, though, Jim, is that many people see that and want to start their own businesses, as Mark Cuban says, which is good. I'm happy for businesses to start. But as we talked in the last segment, many are not prepared. For example, my mom, bless her heart. I love my mother. But, you know, I'll say, Mom, I make great pancakes. Ramon, have you thought about starting a pancake business? You know, and she doesn't mean it. Seriously. But yet, that kind of thought, many people say that, and they don't understand. Ramon, you're well-spoken. Why don't you create a radio show like Jim? That's a business.
You said he's nuts. Are you kidding
me?
So you know our good friend J.J. Ramberg
over
at MSNBC. I was on that show a while back, and there were some people there. We were in the elevator speech part, and I gave him a 7.5, even though he did a great job. And JJ said, "Why did you give them that rating?" I said, "They're not asking for enough money."
Mm.
And they nobody had thought about that. You know, I said, "Look, you're going to burn through that in the blink of an eye, because as you said, they've got images of being great, huge, right?
Right, growing fast. Right.
They don't like the people in the previous segment. They don't realize they may have 20 levels of funding before they get to that big.
Right.
If they do it, and now they've already given away a fourth of their business or 40% of their business.
Right. Which is Jimmy Wright.
You run out. 100% is all you got, right?
Right. No, for sure. I mean, Jim, this is just why I tweeted, I'm getting ready to go on the air with Jim Blasingame, the smartest man in America, and I did mean it. Asking for enough funding is a common small business mistake, isn't it?
It's huge.
Yeah, you think it's you have huge. Enough.
If you don't understand, see, this is why companies fail, isn't it, Ramon?
Right.
They don't have a capitalization strategy.
And Jim, isn't it when you think of Tesla or other big companies, which are not our audience, but when you think of them, isn't this why they're always doing these billion-dollar mergers, acquisitions?
That's right.
Capitalization.
That's right.
You
but
know,
see,
whether
but, see, but see, what those guys have done, though, is they've been able to recapitalize and add more shares, see?
Right.
But they have to take care of their investors. Anyway, it's the main thing that Ramon's trying to help us with here, folks, is there's so many things you have to be ready for besides the product you're going to sell, right?
Right, exactly.
Besides your offering.
Yeah. I was talking to Larry Kim yesterday, Jim, of WordStream. It's a Google AdWords service in Boston. And he was saying, we were talking, he was saying, Ramon, when I started my business, I didn't know that I wouldn't be the boss. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know that I had to know more things
than my expertise. That's one of the great myths, isn't it?
Yeah, because he was thinking,
when
I'm
start my business, I'll be the boss. I just die laughing when I hear someone say that.
And he said, no,
when you start a business, you go from having one boss to having a bunch of bosses.
Absolutely, Jim.
Right?
For sure. For
sure. Remind me of some websites, please.
Thanks, Jim. Ramon Ray, editor of Smart Hustle Magazine, smarthustle.com, or smallbiztechnology.com.
All right.
Thanks
He's so much, the best, Jim. Folks. Hey, Ramon, good job. Come back soon.
We'll do.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ramon joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.